back. It's Thursday, February 10th. And boy, I have not been this excited to click play on a Min in a long time. Welcome to the Irish Min, the daily podcast where we watch exactly 1 minute of the 3.5 hour 2019 Netflix movie, The Irishman, and talk about it. I'm your host, Ryan Simmons. And yesterday we saw Fitz's car explode because Hoffa is pissed that he is the president of the Teamsters Union and Hoffa is not. We are learning, particularly in the last few weeks of Min's, that Hoffa is a big fucking baby, and he really wants to be president of the Teamsters Union, which, like, why go for the Teamsters Union? Why not just be president? Why not get involved in government? You know what I mean? Like, well, what is it about the union? I don't know. I feel like there are so many other enterprises to skim money off of from the top that aren't so, I don't know, esoteric? Is that the word I'm looking for? Anyway, we're getting distracted here because I'm looking at keys dangling from the ignition of a car that everyone in the world thinks is about to explode, including, but not limited to, the driver of the car, Joe Hoffa, Jimmy Hoffa's wife. She just got fired because this week, like I said, Jimmy is a big baby. He wants to be president. This guy named Fitz is the president. He was hoping to get Tony Pro's endorsement to be president. He said, no, I'm with Fitz now. And now they're blowing up each other's shit, quite literally. So we saw a boat get exploded. Then Hoffa blew up that guy's car. And now Joe Hoffa is sitting in a car staring at a set of keys dangling from the ignition. What does she do? What happens to the car? Could this be the biggest Min yet? Hard to say. There's only one way to know, and that is on the other side of these 60 seconds. We're at 2 hours and 1 min's in. I'm going to start the Min right now. Pushing in slow on the keys. She's going to reach for it. She's got her thumb on it. Why would you even do that? Why wouldn't you just... Oh! Okay, so she started the car, and it started fine. But we did cut to a shot of a truck exploding.
Fuck him!
Not her car, though. And now we're back in the hotel room. They're watching the news.
Big yes.
He had noticed that the tape had been removed, and he retaped the door.
Big yes.
I asked him why he had done that.
Somebody I met a long time ago.
He's talking about a guy named Big Ears.
His ears ain't so big.
At that point,
who was a CIA agent.
Meaning, let us scrap the operation. Mr. Liddy and Mr. McCord talked between themselves.
So they're talking about a Mr. Liddy, I assume that's Gordon Liddy, and these are Watergate things. He's talking about Watergate. He was talking about tape being removed from the door and then the tape being put back on the door. That's how they got into Watergate. I just watched the movie All the President's Men very recently, so we're sort of like, I'm merging timelines now with that movie. I'm pretty sure that he's talking about Watergate, which would put us, that's a good place to find out where exactly in time we are right now. So just excuse me while I do a quick Watergate scandal. Okay, so this was between 72 and 74. So we're in the early 70s, and I was not sure when The Godfather came out, which is actually kind of embarrassing. Okay, so 74. All right, so... Oh, that's Godfather 2. 72. Godfather came out in 72. Okay, so all of these cars exploding kind of makes sense. Was that really a thing in the early 70s? Were people's cars really blowing up that often? That's crazy. I thought that was, like, purely a movie thing. I know I'm watching it in a movie right now, but there's no way that people's cars were actually blowing up like that, right? Anyway, I think it is, given all this context, absolutely fucking crazy that she turned that ignition. I cannot believe that she did that. I would have just walked. I would have just walked home, take a fucking cab, and then call your high-powered husband and be like, you got to send someone to take a look at that car. What's wrong? Is the muffler going? No, I think there might be a fucking bomb in it. Do you mind just popping the hood and taking a look? If there's any question, why would you turn the keys? That's one, maybe two nights where you have to take the bus home from work. before Hoffa finds, you know, or ultimately Frank, right, finds someone willing to put their life on the line to get under the hood of that car and see if there's a big old bomb under there. Oh, here's your problem. Here's your problem right here. You got a bomb trigger. And then he charges you like $3,000. Oh, yeah, I can fix that for you. No problem. It's going to be $3,000. Take that bomb out. Anyway, so now, okay, so we went back to the hotel. So we saw Joe Hoffa turn the key. We really quickly cut to a shot of a truck exploding, and then cuts back to her in the car, fine, with a big sigh of relief that she didn't just explode. Then we went back to Hoffa and Frank Sheeran in the hotel room, and they're watching hearings on Watergate. Okay. Pretty good way to wrap up the week. Well, we have one more. Today's Thursday. We have one more day. So I got to say, word of the week was exhaustion, but I'm feeling pretty amped right now, you know? Two explosions and then that real cliffhanger of a min. Whoo, boy. I'm buzzed. I am buzzed for sure. We got one more min, though, and I'm really looking forward to it, actually. This is I got to say, now that we're in like the thick of in the meat of the movie here, we're getting some real good mints. Still making me questioning if this movie needed to be 3.5 hours long, but some good mints nonetheless. All right, I think that's going to do it for us today. Let's wrap this up strong tomorrow, Friday. We'll find out why Frank Sheeran is looking so concerned at the TV for the Watergate thing. He looks troubled. I can sort of tell here some kind of bad de-aging. He looks like he has less finer wrinkles, like the really light ones, but more of the real deep wrinkles. You know, when you like furrow your brow and you get like the real deep butt crack wrinkles, he's got like three of them in between his eyebrows right now. And I think that's what's kind of making me feel a little weird, because the rest of his skin is like smooth, but then he's got these old man wrinkles in between when he furrows his brow. Anyway, I've talked way too much about the de-aging in this movie. I think we just need to kind of let that go a little bit. Like I said, as he actually gets older in the movie, it becomes less of an issue. But and also they did something to his eyes, maybe to make them look a little less old, I guess. You know, you get your eyes get a little glassy as you get older. They made his eyes look like extra, extra blue. And I think that's also, I mean, I know De Niro's got nice eyes, but I don't think they're that nice. Anyway, see you tomorrow, Friday. Let's wrap things up real strong.